Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, we turn to the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee's Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter can be seen in our morning sky. The moon is beginning to wane this week, meaning, of course, that the skies will become darker as the week goes on, making it perfect for stargazing.
Now, we have exciting news this week about a new space telescope project.
That's right. A new telescope is taking shape, the James Webb Space Telescope. The first of 18 primary mirror segments have been installed on the spacecraft's main body. This signals the final phase of construction for this next generation of space telescope. When completed, the James Webb Space Telescope will have a primary mirror made up of 18 segments, each one measuring 1.3 meters across. The JWST, as it's known, will replace the aging Hubble when its mission comes to an end around about 2018.
It's not going to be like the Space Lab thing, Christopher, where it just falls out of the sky someday or something like that. Or does it just float around up there forever, sort of like a museum in space?
Well, there are people that would love to actually have Hubble retrieved and brought down to Earth to put in a museum, but unfortunately, its fate is going to be rather sad. It will be deorbited and burn up in the atmosphere, probably somewhere safe over one of the large oceans.
They can coordinate where it will burn up, or is that a random kind of...
No, they'll have full control over where Hubble will go.
Got to think this thing costs a little bit of dough, this new project.
It sure does. It comes in at a whopping $8.6 billion. It's one of the most expensive space observatories ever built.
We could compare that to the rail project here in Honolulu. That's not a whole lot more.
You'll get.
And this sort of technology, on a more serious note, does it make a ground telescope obsolete, or how does it work in relation to such a thing?
Well, that's a great question. The fact is that right now, space telescopes will not make ground-based telescopes obsolete for several reasons. First of all, space telescopes, as we know, are incredibly expensive. Second, their mirror size is much, much smaller than that of a ground-based telescope. Also, ground-based telescopes can be serviced and upgraded, extending their life. But a space telescope, you have to go up there and do it yourself, which unfortunately right now is pretty much impossible.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
You're very welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.